Hello, everybody, and welcome back to yet another episode. This is episode 14, and on the theme of songs with vocals. I am your host, Kristoffer Schenström, and this is Gameable Audio. And yes, when it comes to music, and when it comes specifically down to vocals within video game music tracks, well, first of all, when it comes to music overall, I mean, this is something we kind of sympathize together with music today, having vocals in them. But when it comes to video game music, we haven't always thought about having vocals in them. Of course, there are a lot of different tests and experiments on earlier stages with this, utilizing voice lines, etc., within music, especially from even from the Super Nintendo era. I think there might even be some trying to do even like earlier than that. But I know some of these happening in the 16-bit era. But anyway, when it comes down to all the different things that happening around the world right now, when we're looking into the music and so on, and especially just the last couple of years, we're starting to see more and more vocals making it into the normal tracks. We're having themes feels like the most standard version, or having the end credits having something very emotional, etc. But we're starting to see more and more vocals within like theme level tracks, etc. So I'm just super excited to pick up some of these tracks. Of course, most of these are either mid-game or by the end of the game or in the credits of the game. But of course, I have a cacophony of all of them. Not at the same time, but we're going to listen to them one by one and discuss a little bit more about the song itself and also a little bit of the background as usual. So I'm just super excited because this is one of my favorite kind of themes to do, because I'm just super excited to see how many different tracks are out there. Of course, I've been listening and going through some of these themes before, but of course when I did the podcast in Swedish, of course I'm going to return to this and start talking about this in English as well. I'm pretty sure I did one in English prior to this, and this time I'm basically selecting music more or less from games either I haven't played or that I'm really, really fond of, but never got into the part when they arrived. Of course, there's one exclusion in this list, and we will see if you guys will notice. Of course, I'm going to spoil it when we get there. But first of all, we're starting out with a very much emotional song, Eyes on Me, and this is from the game Final Fantasy VIII.
Softly,
And there we fade out the beautiful tones of Eyes on Me from Final Fantasy VIII. And when it comes to this song, of course, this song was also composed by the legendary Japanese composer Nobuo Uematsu. The track was arranged by the Japanese Shiro Hamaguchi, and the lyrics here was laid down by the Japanese Kako Samea. And the voice that we were listening to here was performed by the Chinese pop diva Fei Wong. The game here, it was developed by the Japanese studio Square Enix and was released initially on PlayStation back in 1999. It feels like this game, like, released yesterday for some reason. I don't know why, really, but 1999, it's some years ago, just saying. Did not happen just recently. It's crazy. Anyway, the game here, it was even ported towards PC back in 2000 and had a PSN release on PSP, PS3, and PS Vita. And these were released then between 2009 until 2012. The game did also retrieve an HD remaster, and this was back in 2019. And this was also on the 20-year anniversary of the game. So, looking back into the melody, more specifically the central melody of this track is actually played like whenever the two main characters share a romantic scene, but it's also played in multiple arrangements during the game. For example, it is played as the main theme of Final Fantasy VIII, where it was also used for the main melody within that song. And this song also marks the first ever pop ballad to appear in a Final Fantasy game. Which is also bonkers to me when you're thinking about it. This is Final Fantasy VIII. Of course, looking back a little bit, of course Final Fantasy VII had a little bit of sound, but not too much. And more action-based, not that much emotional things like we're listening to in this ballad. Of course, there are other ballads, like, music doesn't need to be ballad-wise in order to have more emotional tracks to it, but this one really resonates in a specific way. So considering this also, this specific song did make a sale record, actually, with over 400,000 copies sold back in the day. And it also did win a Song of the Year for Westerner Music at the 14th Annual Japanese Gold Disc Award back in 1999, so the same year as the game released on PlayStation. Making it the first game or video game song ever to win this honor. Having this in mind, it is interesting to actually feel and to think about that this track was not actually played or thought or planned to have even lyrics within it. All to begin with. At the end of the production of the game, where the developers did suggest to actually have a singer in this. However, this was abandoned based on the game's theme and storyline, but Nobuo thought, like, hey, that's a ballad, and, well, it would closely relate to the theme and the characters within the game. And it eventually landed on Fei Wong, because Uematsu claimed that her voice and mood seemed to match his image of the song exactly. And it's so interesting to see this and reading up on that. When it became that, hey, we're going to get a singer for this, everybody at Square Enix started like throwing different artists and singers that they would like to see with doing this song or within this song. And looking at the lyrics of this, and this is basically translated into imperfect English or incorrect English to some extent. The song kind of refers to the performer singing romantically to a member within the audience. And if we read the lines as they are stated within this section that I did find, I just thought it is pretty neat and it is some sort of cute in a sense. So the words are, I kind of like it your way, how you shyly placed your eyes on me. Oh, did you ever know that I had mine on you? And I just like this. For me, I have played Final Fantasy VIII. I never completed it, though. It is on my to-do list to actually play through and complete this one, because I never really owned the discs myself until recently. And I'm just super excited to play through this, and I know a little bit about the dynamic between the two main characters within this game, Squall and Rinoa, and I'm just super excited to enjoy this, and I really enjoy how emotional available this Eyes on Me is. And looking through and doing some research on this song, I started finding like more similarities about these other characters that is more resonated with this song than the two protagonists in this song. Or, oh, it's antagonist, right? No. Never get them right. The two main characters, so much easier to say without using fancy words, you know? So much better. Now you know more about me. But most likely, for people who have been following this podcast for a while, you already know a little bit of the quirkiness that I do and have. But I really enjoyed this track. It was a nice, neat start. I really adored the different kind of information that I found on this. And it is so amazing to see at already before the year 2000, video game music got some recognition, especially in a more kind of higher type of honor. And yeah, that's just perfect. This is basically the type of recognition I believe we should get. And we can see this happening in more modern takes nowadays, of course. And considering when it comes to music and all the people that kind of get surrounding both the games, but also the soundtracks, it is amazing to talk about, of course. But let's talk about the fan clubs or the community that surrounds about this. And with this, I think I will have the best kind of song that accompanies me within this. Because we're going to listen to Fan Club 2, the Japanese version from the game Rhythm Heaven.
Hey, hey, hey!
And I just love this one. One of my favorite ones when it comes to Rhythm Heaven series, or Rhythm Tengoku as it's called in Japan. And yeah, I just adore this. As a game, but also as a vibey, freaking adrenalinic pumping song. So, enough of that. Composed by the Japanese Mitsuo Terasera. And he's more known as Tsunku. And this one was sung by the amazing Irina Hashiguchi, and she's usually called Irina, from the Japanese girl group Canary Club, which was also founded by Tsunku. The game here was developed by the Japanese studio TNX, and also together with Nintendo SPD. And the game was released on the 31st of July 2008, and this was released on Nintendo DS in Japan, the 5th of April 2009 in the US, and 1st of May in Europe. And this is also the second game in the game series, as the first game is called Rhythm Tengoku, and was released on Game Boy Advance, but only in Japan. So, looking at this game, it is just a lot of just mini-games going on, having these mini-tracks, and you're just solving kind of puzzles and doing reaction-based tests. And with a lot of these, you come with these smaller tracks. You have multiple of these comes with smaller vocal tracks onto them. And all of these vocals were included by TNX artists. So girl bands like Canary Clubs, The Possible, and even Tsunku himself. I'm just guessing some of the more male-based characters. You have one where you basically shoot a little ball between two planes, and you go bum, ba-dum, bum, bum. And depending on how he does that ba-dum, bum, bum, that ball gonna fly differently. and so on. I just love this. So when it comes to this as well, the track that we were listening on was the Fan Club 2 in the Japanese version. Vocals were also re-recorded for these games in English for the Western version. But this was also made by other vocalists. So most notably, we have Ayaka Nagate, who were formerly a member of Sunga's founded idol pop group Coconut Musume. Almost said Matsume there for some reason. But it is what it is when you have small notes going on, and I don't really pay attention to them all times. But anyway, you have a lot of different kind of challenges and so on, and it's just amazing to see that they were translated to English as well and even re-recorded as English tracks. So it's not just that you get a text that's saying, because it's really hard trying to figure out and doing all the everything basically. Well, everything else is kind of happening on the fly as well. So it's kind of chaotic, but still very fun and exciting. Highly recommend playing these games, because they're just super quirky, and even the later ones in the series, like the Mega Mix and so on, is just amazing. The Mega Mix was released for the 3DS back in 2015, and is basically a mega cart that includes all the previous mini games, twisting and remixing them. So sometimes you can have multiple things going on at the kind of same time, but it's really, really nice. And in the beginning here, I did not talk a lot about Nobuo Uematsu. We have been talking about him multiple times. And when it comes to Sunku, there is really not much to add here, because he has exclusively worked on this series within his career. Other than that, he's been working with all these pop idol groups and so on. And there's not that much more information to add about the song itself here. Because we already kind of have this, all the music here, and they never really released some sort of track for this, which in my opinion is a big loss, and because I just adore the soundtrack for this game. Yet again, still highly recommend this for everybody that wants to have vibey music but still has some sort of rhythm within themselves. If you don't have any rhythm, I surely hope you have some type of timing based super skill that you can work with. But if you don't really have much ears for music, then the Rhythm Heaven series is going to be really hard to play for you. But of course, if you like the music, just listen to it, enjoy it, and basically look into some of these mini games, because they are adorable as well. And when it comes to talking and going through mini games like this, it's just I kind of like the idea of having minigames. You don't have too many games that are based, like, you have the Rhythm Heaven series or Rhythm Tengoku series, but you also have the WarioWare series, Smooth Moves, etc. But I don't know many other games that kind of applies this kind of functionality, even though they're quirky and fun. Maybe is this because we don't have that much more to give within this genre, or are we lacking something else? But considering how well voices work within rhythm games, I just feel like this is something that really fits well. Of course, there are more rhythm games coming out more and more. There's Bits and Boops that are there have been currently on Kickstarter. Closed down, of course, is not active right now, but definitely people should keep an eye on this one, because it's basically a Rhythm Heaven series reinvented as a spiritual successor. And the music there is just bonkers, super good, and I really hope we will be able to get the composer for that as well to discuss a little bit more about working with and within rhythm games. With that said, it's time to go on to the next one, and I know some of you guys are really gonna adore this one. It is so much freaking Secret Agent vibes over this one, because we are some type of Secret Agent, not the one everybody might be thinking of when I'm talking about this, just dragging it out, or dragging it on, I don't know. Nobody knows. Anyway, we're going to listen to Metal Gear Solid 3, The Snake Eater, and the theme for the game called Snake Eater.
What a thrill with darkness and silence through the night. What a thrill. I'm searching and I'll melt into you. What a fear.
but you're so supreme. I give my life not for honor, but for you. In my time, there'll be no one else. Crime, it's the way I'd fly to you.
That was the theme Snake Eater from the game Metal Gear Solid 3, Snake Eater. This track was composed and lyricized by the Japanese Norihiko Hibino, and vocals were by the American Cynthia Harrell. The game here was developed by the Japanese studio Konami, released on PlayStation 2 back in the 17th of November 2004. This game was also included into the Metal Gear Solid HD collection that was released in the late 2011. Considering how this song kind of works, I just find it really adoring and very appealing, to be honest. Have not played... basically, what I'm thinking about, the only Metal Gear Solid I have played it, I'm pretty sure it's the second game, Sons of Liberty, and I hardly play that game at all. I most likely backseated most of the time when I was in Rabbit Ears playing it, because I don't remember much at all. I know about this game. I know it's a whole lot of confusing, considering the story going on. Everybody's making it like a fun joke about it, and I know this series has a lot of freaking cinematics. It's like watching movies, I've heard, and I don't know how I feel about that. So, yeah, that's that. But anyway, when it comes to this song, The Snake Eater, it's really amazing, it's really bombastic, it really comes down hard on those secret agent vibes. I'm thinking about 007 here for everybody who kind of missed that one. But of course, talking about Snake, and I have no idea, Big Boss, and every other character can just name drop and don't know shit about, to be honest. You're some sort of espionage super detective person, killing, walking around in boxes and so on, doing your shenanigans, trying to fix Metal Gear, you know, I don't know. I think it's just better for me to talk about the song that I researched about because I did not research about the game. So when it comes to the Snake Eater song here, it actually won the best original vocal song within the pop genre. And this was an award that was received from the Game Audio Network Guild back at the Game Developers Conference back in 2005. And considering the American vocalist here, Cynthia Harrell, this was not her first time singing within a video game track. She is actually more famous for an ending credit than this opening. And I don't know if you guys know this, because I did not know this even though I played this game. She's actually more known for the ending track or the credit track known as I Am the Wind from the game Castlevania Symphony of the Night. I did play this one. I only did the first round. Was very happy with it. So I don't remember having I Am the Wind as a credit. Maybe I wasn't listening that well. Or maybe it is only shown in the true ending when you do the upside down castle. Not sure. Don't know. Anyway, looking at the composer here, Norihiko were not alone on this soundtrack. He was joined by the American Harry Gregson-Williams and the last two Japanese, Tsuchi Kobuhori and Nokobuko Toda. Holy crap, sometimes it's just really hard when there's a lot of O's. Nokobuko Toda. It's really great for me to just look at the name, try to compare, like comprehend how I'm supposed to say it, and then botch it anyway. I would say it's a unique skill of mine. I should put it on my CV or something. Anyway, looking at the main composer here that we're talking specifically about this track, so Norihiko, He had worked on a lot of different games, but during his time at Konami, he worked almost exclusively with the Metal Gear Solid and the Son of Ender series. His latest work was for the game 9 Years of Shadow, and goddamn, this game looks amazing. This 9 Years of Shadow was released on the 27th of March this year. It is a pixelated little adventure. Don't know if it's Metroidvania or anything, but it looks beautiful and the animations were nice. So I was just very, very excited about those news. No, but it's really interesting just looking through this and going through different kind of backgrounds, etc. And I really adore this track, the Snake Eater. It came with a, I don't know, I would say kind of bluesy, but I think this is more of a jazz type of style. Still kind of heavy on the subject, but still very efficient, I would say. By saying so, I mean that due to the fact with the melody and everything, they kind of have this enrichness of being something positive, something that kind of lifts you up. But the voice that Cynthia comes in with has this really kind of epicness, the provocativity? No? I don't know where I'm going with that word, really. No, but she comes in strong with her voice, and it's just so freaking good, to be honest. I think she did an amazing job on this track with the Snake Eater, rather than, because I did also listen to I Am the Wind. It was good, but this one was so much better, especially for her voice, in my opinion. But such a talented singer, nonetheless. And considering singers and having a really good voice, something that you need to have a really good voice, especially when you're trying to copy someone into sounding more like their type of music, doing like an homage or a large inspiration, that takes a lot of things going in. Because we're going to Yakuza 0, and the specific track we're going to listen to is the disco track called Friday Night. The amazing track Friday Night from Yakuza 0. Holy damn, I really like this one. I really felt like I wanted to go out and dance the night away. And I don't know about you guys, but I really adore this one. So looking at the composition here was by the Japanese Kensuke Inage. Most likely I did botch that. Most likely. And this was vocalized also by the Japanese Yoshihiro Arai. And looking at the game here, it was developed by the Japanese studio Ryuga Gotoku Studios. And we know that Daniel was way better at saying that than I was. This studio is also part of the Sega family. Specifically, this is the studio that kind of makes Monkey Banana, the Monkey Ball games, but also, of course, the Yakuza series. The game here was released for both the PS3 and the PS4 initially back in 2015. It was later ported to PC in 2018 and lastly for Xbox One in 2020. And looking at this track specifically, this is one of the 5 disco songs within Yakuza 0. And it is the 35th song on the side B of the soundtrack. And it's heavily inspired by the Europop songs Into the Night and Give Me Up, both performed by Michael Fortunati. And I just, when I saw this name and I saw these songs, I was like, I definitely need to check these out. And Yeah, you can really feel the vibe of these. Of course, you can sense that, hey, these were made like in the 80s, late 80s, early 90s, maybe middle 80s or something like that. But you can definitely get the vibe of these. This is just a more modern take on this kind of style and this era of music. And I just really adore this one. For some reason, it really gives me vibes to listening to, what was it called? Modern Talking. And I don't know about you guys, if you have any reference to them or so on. Of course, they're way more cheesy than this one. Oh, of course, this one is cheesy as well. But I just love the cheesiness that this kind of gave me. And I don't know about you guys, but I really adored Friday Night. And I just want to go out for a Saturday Night Live dance, you know. Saturday Night Disco. I don't even remember the movie. Well, I haven't really seen the movie, but I know there's dancing in it. So it's Flashback. And other movies with a lot of dancing. Anyway, off topic. I just feel like I need to get back here. Well, this game is just in the middle of a whole bunch of other games within this series. Yakuza Zero is actually a prequel to the first game. And, well, I didn't really write down, but the first game was released way back then, 2015, as I said. And looking at since this is a prequel, this is actually set 10 years earlier, but we're still following the characters, Ryu and that other guy I didn't write down the name on, and since I haven't played Yakuza series either. Don't get angry yet. I'm actually planning to play the Yakuza series. And the reason for that was because I actually thought that Yakuza series was just another large Japanese set GTA type of game. But I've come to term and understood, and a lot of people have told me, like, no, you're wrong, Chris. And I was like, yes, I am. I am very wrong. And definitely it seems like a lot of humor, a lot of amazing stuff going on in these games. So I definitely feel like, hey, this could be a game for me. So I'm just excited for this. I don't know which, if I'm gonna start with some sort of chronological order in this, or I'm just gonna play them in the sense they were released and then enjoy them from there. No clue. I will try to do my best. If you have any suggestions on how I should get into Yakuza series, feel free to comment on this episode or write to me, or just send something so I know. If you want to go with smoke signals, most likely I will not see them, but you can always try, you know. Anyway, looking at the composer here, Kensuke has been credited for in 20 games, starting out with the Samurai Warriors 2 back in 2006. And he has almost worked exclusively with the Samurai / Warrior series, and he has also some handpicks games here and there, such as The Fifth of the North Star, The King's Rage, which was released in 2010. You have the Star Fox Guard, that was released in 2016. And lastly, the latest release that he's been on was The Relayer, that was released in 2022. So it's just super exciting. And for me to have this kind of vibe that we've been going on and on. So first we played this Eyes on Me. It was easy. It was very emotional. We go into something more fun, more hectic. We go to the fan club where people are just excited. I was like, yay! And then we go over to Snake Eater. We're becoming a little bit more structured. We get more attitude. Of course, a little bit emotional, but it's more about the attitude going on there. And then we're just going wild with the Friday Night. It's just amazing. But I wanted to end this on a term that I adore. Of course, it's still vocals, but of course I'm going to play a remix as well. This is one of my favorite remixes when it comes to a track from a video game that is vocalized. Of course, there's a lot of others I do love, but this is one of my top favorites that I adore. This is a remix done by CG5 together with Chloe from the DA Games. And this is from the game Doki Doki Literature Club, and this is the song, Your Reality.
Up a whim of me and you. just for me to have it all.
And there we have the last track of the week. This was CG5 from the game Doki Doki Literature Club, Your Reality. And this, for people that don't know for sure, this was a remix. And this was together on the vocals featuring Chloe D8 Games. And yep, this was then remixed by the American Charles Duncan CG5 Green V. And vocalized by the British Chloe Eves. And the game that this song is from was developed by the American studio Team Salvato. And it was initially released back in 2017 on PC, Linux, and Macintosh. The game was, however, also ported later to PS4, PS5, Xbox One, and Nintendo Switch. And this was happening in 2021 as they released the game Doki Doki Literature Club Plus, including a lot of extra material, etc. Originally for this soundtrack, it was composed by the American Dan Salvato, and this song was voiced by the amazing Gillian Ashcroft. There's not a lot about these two. Well, there's a little bit more about Dan, because Dan is a developer, and he's kind of much of a solo developer, working with programming, art, and even music. So he's the one who composed this originally as well. But considering information about the amazing Gillian here, there's not much at all. This is because, as Dan stated in an interview, Gillian wants it to be that way. So there's not a lot of information at all. And looking at the game and the soundtrack here for Doki Doki Literature Club, it actually took the storm by surprise, or by the world by storm, so to speak, as they claimed over 10 million downloads for this game. But we need to point out here that this game is, however, free over at itch.io, though this is not the Plus version, so there's still a lot of content that is not included in that type of version, but you can still play the basic game. And looking at the remix artist here, CG5, he's still very active within the music community. He's working on both original content, but also like to do remixes and covers of popular songs and or memes that are out there. So it's just super fun to see someone, and I am actually following CG5 and have been for quite some time. He's still a very young person, so there's still a lot of things that come out of this, and it's just amazing pop EMD artist in my opinion. Looking at Chloe is a freelancing voice actress who works remotely. So if somebody really adores the audio or the sound this singing part has within the song that we just listened to, get in contact with Chloe. She's working with voice acting for different TV series, but video game characters and so on. So definitely just go check her out. And just take it from there, I guess. I don't know if she's open for commissions and so on as well. No clue. But I really adore her voice. It's a really good fit for this. And especially having Gillian on the other side with the original. It's kind of alike. And it's just the cutesy kind of voice that you have for this. I have not played Doki Doki Literature Club myself. But noticing as it was free, I will definitely play and go through this. It's basically like a dating game where you try to win over the different girls utilizing words and poems, from what I understand, to see if you can develop and uncover the horror that is school dating life. From right, that's kind of how they present the game. Don't know much more about the game more than that people have played this game, really adore it, and most of them, I would say a majority of them, actually recommends this game as well. I don't feel like this could be theoretically my type of game, but I just really adore this song, Your Reality. There's a lot of people having done different kind of covers for this, but this one is the one that stuck me the most. It's cute, it's nice, and it still has this kind of EMD vibe that I adore. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It was, as always, just a blast going through songs with vocals again, especially for video games. I don't know, there's so many cheesy ones and so on, but is there anything that you have, like, hands-on that, hey, this is a video game music track that has all vocals in them, but it's just weird that they did? Of course, you can say songs like Indestructible, that, hey, Indestructible was shit. But the Japanese version is really good. In my opinion, it's like a guilty pleasure listening to the English version as well. Sometimes I just like saying I really love that song because it really bugs a lot of other people. I don't love it, but I still like it. Don't love, like. There's a difference to it. No, but I really adore this. This is definitely like some sort of topic that I'm coming back to over and over again from time to time. And I just need to know more. Is there any other languages that is just plain amazing? Of course, me, I love Japanese. So Japanese is something that I really adore to listen to. Of course, it's easy for me to understand English. Sorry. There's this song from the Song of Mana, which we had previously in the show, that is sung in Swedish. And I wonder, there are so many languages out there, and I'm just wondering how many more are there. For example, you have African singing to some extent in Baba Yetu, and it's just beautiful in civilization there as well. So many kinds, and I'm just super interested in getting to know more of these. So if you have a good example for one, definitely get in contact with me, because I would love to know. Share it with the community. And we'll enjoy it from there. So, with that said, other episodes of Gameable Audio, we'll find those on our homepage, videospelsklubben.se, Spotify, or in your closest podcast app. Feel free to follow and comment on one of our social medias, either on Facebook and Instagram. Just search for Gameable Audio Podcast and you'll find it. And it helps me a lot just getting the word out for people to find a podcast, etc. And it doesn't really cost much. It costs literally 0 krona. $0. Any type of currency you have. It just takes a little bit of your time, and it helps me immensely to reach out to more people out there. You can also, if you choose to do so, support this podcast for future content and quality upgrades, but also in the future, utilize this as some sort of fund to help future composers. So think about that, and yeah, if you like this, become a Patreon. The current Patreon backers that we have today is Daniel Unemark, Lars Schenström, Titti Schenström, Kevin Dijkström, and Mike Björkholm. And links to where you can find either to buy or support the composers we've been listening and talking to about today, you will find those in the main post at videospelsklubben.se. And for the next episode and the next theme we're doing, we're going to go summertime! So if you guys have some great suggestions on music you'd like to listen to during the summer times, send them in. And I will literally play anything that comes in, because I'm going on a vacation right after this has been released, or the same day this is released. So I will have a lot of time to do some research and take in as much music as possible. Let's make it like a mega episode with all the love and care that you guys have. I will literally play any song that you guys request that you want. So just send in which song and send some little comment that you have for that song, so how it's relevant to you. If it's just literally, it's like, hey, I wanted to just hear this, then let it be so. Also, for people who live in Sweden and live close by to Stockholm, on the 29th of July now, so when this episode is released on the 24th, you literally have 5 days to think about this. I'm going to be in Stockholm at 3 p.m. in Rålambshovsparken. There's a Facebook event created for this one, so please go in and check that out. Hang out with me, hang out with other people that love games, love to talk about video game music, etc. Think about it. See if I see you there. And yeah, for everybody else, thank you so much for listening in, as always. And with that said, do take care, and see you all guys next time. We'll be right back.